Now, I don't know if you can hear it, but it's currently raining. You know what? Let's go onto the balcony with my can of Coke, which I shouldn't be drinking. But I am a mature, responsible Muppet. Okay. It's thundering, in fact. Oh, that was lightning. There we go. It's like being back home. See, now that's thunder. Is it weird that this is kind of like the perfect end to this little holiday? Maybe. But you see, I didn't come to Palma for sun, sea, and... what is the third one? Sun, sea, and pancakes. Damn you, seagulls! I didn't actually... let's leave it open. Oh my fuck. Oh my owsy wows. I swear like a four-year-old sometimes. There we go. Let's leave that open just a little bit. Yeah, I didn't choose Palma for the sun. Surf. I chose it for quietness. I don't know if you've ever been to a resort off-season. It is a little bit like a ghost town. I was thinking earlier today that it's actually the perfect setting for a murder mystery because it's eerily quiet. I was walking down the beachfront this afternoon, just, you know, staring out at the water. Lightning just... okay, that's actually really fucking close. And really fucking loud. Okay. Drama. Too much drama. Let's just chill it down a bit. We're relaxed now. We're on holiday. So I was walking down the seafront and it was just kind of eerie because everything is shut. It's kind of like a boomtown that's slowly fading out of existence. Although it's not. It's just a holiday resort on the down season. But I was just imagining, because that's what I do. It's because I'm so creative. Sure, let's go with that. Fuck, I don't have an umbrella. Oh, fuck. Alexa, is it going to rain in the morning?
It's raining right now.
Yes, I know that.
In about 10 minutes.
See, that was so, so helpful. Is it raining in the morning? It's raining right now. It'll stop in about 10 minutes. Alexa, is it going to rain in the morning?
It's raining right now.
I know.
It'll break in about 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks. So glad that I brought you on holiday with me. So I was walking down the seafront and I couldn't help but think it'd be like the perfect setting for a kind of Agatha Christie kind of murder mystery, sort of something not quite noir, a little bit cozy. If you know what a cozy murder mystery is, it's sort of like Murder, She Wrote, Diagnosis Murder, you know, the ones that my grandmother used to force me to watch in the afternoons after school. Even though she couldn't understand English, she knew how to use the VCR. Okay, so, you know, the ones that have, on the surface, no real plot, but underneath, all this labyrinthian emotion just surging and pulsing, you know, deception, betrayal. So you have this sleepy town where nothing is happening. And you know what, let's go really, really traditional. You have the runaway heiress. She could be on the run from her family, from a lover, let's say a rich husband who used to beat her. So she's on the run, he finds her here, And that's the start of the story. And it's just the perfect background for that kind of dark, twisty story that may not have a happy ending. This is how some of my audios come about. Not the Muppety ones. The ones that have a bit of a storyline. I'll be watching something, or I'll be a song, or I'll be somewhere, and I'll get a spark of, what if? See, this kind of weather makes me think, okay, let's think of something romantic. Let's go cliche. A flood in a quiet town, say like this, off-season resort. There's a flood, there's no escape, there's no electricity. Boom chicka wow wow! Had to ruin it, didn't I? No, but then you have the closeness. And that can play in a lot of ways, depending on the characters. Why am I still talking like this? Anyway, I didn't come here for sun, sea, surf. I came for the quiet, because I've been having a lot of shit going on. And I know when I go to Tenerife, it's going to be more traditionally a holiday. This was kind of just switching off. And also, the 5-star hotel was super fucking cheap. So cheap. So, so cheap. But yeah, it's been really good. I do feel a bit more chill. So I just thought I'd let you know. And also let you know that it's raining. Because I am English and I do love to talk about the weather. Alexa, is it raining?
It's raining right now, with a break in about 5 minutes.
Thank you, Alexa. I said thank you, Alexa. So fucking rude. So yeah, that's it. And I survived, and nothing happened today apart from the whole seagull incident. It was a really good fucking pancake as well. So there was this one place that was open, like a Belgium, German pancake waffle place. Informative, descriptive. I'm such a storyteller. And it was a gorgeous pancake. And then yeah, it was mad. And yes, this will be in an audio. You know it's going to be in an audio. I just don't know how I'm going to do it. I could play it seriously. Had another audio idea where, you know, with all these bruises that I've got. Jesus fucking Christ. I look like I've been through the fucking wars. Someone goes on holiday. They come back all bruised. It's like, oh my god, you were kidnapped. I was so worried. I love you. I was just on holiday. But the bruises, the telephone calls that were cut off. I dropped my phone. I tripped over a plant pot. It was actually a plant pot that wiped me out. I found that out today. Because I haven't gone in that direction since the first day. It was too dramatic. I don't know if I could play that kind of audio for laughs, though. Yes, I could. Because I am. And I Queen Muppet, just an Empress Muppet, High Muppet in Chief. I don't know. I've had a few ideas for audios, but I haven't really been hothousing them. Because, again, this is meant to be the not burning out shit. But that's really it. I really hope that you're having, what up and why? Reboot. 1 minute, please. Rebooting. In need of caffeine. Where did I leave my can of Coke? Oh, it's too far away. It's too far away. But of course, I could use the force. The force. Yes, drama. Give me drama for this moment. It's a sad moment. Emphasis of drama. I really hope that you've had a good week. I know we're only halfway through, But that means that you have made it halfway there. And never, ever belittle that achievement. Because you've only got to make it the rest of the way. And if you've gotten this far, you can do it. And if you're having a great week, well, that's fantastic, actually. I mean, because a great start means that you're going to have big push for the big finish with lightning and thunder. Oh, God, I'm going back an absolute mess, by the way. My brown hair, because I decided to dye my hair brown on the day I flew out, is now kind of dark blonde. Because my hair doesn't like any other dye apart from red. It's telling me something. Go red for Comic-Con. Go red for Comic-Con. Okay, I will go red for Comic-Con. I've got bruises. I've got post-allergy bumps. I don't know if you get that. Whenever I have an allergic reaction and I'm still fucking scratching. No scratching. I need mittens. I get like little bumps. Like little hard bumps. They're not hives exactly. It's like a secondary reaction. And it's just, I'm not looking good. I'm not looking good. But I always look fantastic. So yeah, I am going back relaxed but rough looking. Which I don't mind. I will see you tomorrow. Well, I will actually be in the England. Wow, words. I will be in the England tomorrow. Although, technically... Oh, fuck. It's 9 o'clock back home. No, it's 9:40 back home. I am confusing myself with time zones and... Like, YouTube is auto-posting. But it's auto-posting on American time, so I'm trying to plan in different time zones, and I'm not good at it. Oh, if you were wondering what Honey is taking back from Palmer, Honey is taking back a shit ton of chicken soup. Like, literally, packets of chicken soup. Because, I don't know what it is about Spanish packet soup, but it's mwah. And it's what you have, like, when you're ill or when it's really cold outside. But, of course, you have to improve the recipe with peas and eggs. That might sound weird. Oh, and star pasta. Has to be star pasta. Can't be noodles. No noodles. Just star pasta. It's what my mother used to make. So I'm literally taking my mother, like, a shit ton of it. I'm taking some turon. And also... Okay, so they have these really horrid powdery cakes that my abuela always used to have round about Christmas, and I fucking hated them. I fucking hated them then, I fucking hate them now. But everyone else loved them, and I was literally talking to my mom before I came out, and she's like, oh no, they were never very nice. And I'm like, okay, so I'm bringing you some back, mum. I have such healthy family relationships. petty. But yeah, that is what Honey's taking back. And a healthy, positive mental attitude. Well, an attitude. I'm going to stop talking. I don't know what... I guess you could consider this a... Stop scratching! I guess you could consider this... Oh, I made another mistake. I left something out on my balcony, and when I got back, the seagulls had been at it. I'm being targeted. I'm being picked on. Won't someone defend me? Oh, you're sending a fucking seagull, Sergey. Anyway, I'm going, and I... Will I post this? Alexa? Will I post this?
Sorry, I don't know that.
She's so fucking helpful. Anyway, I will talk to you In the morning. Maybe. Maybe. Definitely. Maybe. Well, actually, I'll be talking to you at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's when the next Christmas audio will be posted. Oh, and I broke a glass. I was having a shower. I didn't have a glass in the shower. I mean, it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. I came out, I had a drink of lemon tea. The coffee I make is not working. Well, it's a hot water machine. It is working. It's just, I just can't be asked to figure it out. So I'm just drinking lemon tea in glasses. Oh, this is fascinating. You're such a wonderful storyteller. Anyway, I was sitting by the little dresser thing, and I literally slammed my glass down too hard that it shattered in my hand. How I survive on an everyday basis is a miracle to me. I don't even know. Anyway, I've had my dinner of chocolate and banana muffins. What? Don't judge. Don't judge. I also had a chocolate croissant. I did actually eat a vegetable today. Did I? I did. No, that's a fruit. Ah, bum. What the fuck is that? I've been in this hotel for like almost 5 days and I only just, no, okay, that's art. It's modern art. I know what I like and, not sure if I like that. Anyway, I am going.